Asking the tough questions. Hey, when's your birthday? Did you wear a hat? It's time for Speed Jokes. They're sponsored by Team Hochberg. Dave, you ready to roll?
I am.
I am not going to ask you to do what our friend Gabe Hobbs asked you to do.
Thank you.
Today, but on Monday I will. A friend of ours who works with us on occasion at WGN Radio, Gabe, said, hey, John Williams, about Dave Ennett's ability to do tongue twisters, this is regarded as the most difficult tongue twister in history, and it's the one that begins the sixth sheik. You may have heard it before. Dave, will you be up to that on Monday for us?
I'm not here Monday. But how about Tuesday?
What a coincidence. We got a joke today from Ken Dudek from idyllic Bolingbrook and Jeannie in Michigan and Tom Peterson listening to us in Shelton, Washington State. Father Ron at St. Bede in Peru, Amy from Dyer, Indiana, Dave Carr in Canada. Bill in Schererville, Indiana says, I never thought I would hope to be mugged, but now I do. And Terry Captine writes, King John, today I received the coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug in the mail. All of the neighbors watched as I carefully removed it from the mailbox and then brought it safely inside my home. I noted the hand wash only note that comes with each mug. Since I have an overabundant pile of styrofoam cups, I came up with the idea to line the mug with a styrofoam cup, thus never needing to wash it. Enclosed are pictures for your enjoyment. Take good care of that. Steve Alexander got his first autographed coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. And was it the mug or the glass? You put it in the dishwasher. That didn't go well, did it?
It did not.
Yeah. Okay. So now you got a good idea there. I'm glad the COVID pandemic happened in 2020, says one of our listeners, and not 1991, because the last thing anyone needs is blockbuster late fees on top of all of this. I thought I was the world's best lover until I found out my wife has asthma.
Hey, John, what's the opposite of hibernation?
Hold on, we're still listening to the last joke. Hit your line, Dave.
Hey, John, what's the opposite of hibernation?
I don't know.
Good hibernation.
What's the difference between Iron Man and Aluminum Man? Iron Man stops bad guys. Aluminum Man foils their plans. My wife claims that I suffer from OCD, but she's wrong. I have CDO, which is the same thing, but the letters are in alphabetical order like they should be. Hey, Dave, the very first thermometer was invented by an Italian, but he didn't call it a thermometer.
What did he call it?
Innuendo. Moo, I mean knock knock.
Who's there?
Time-traveling cow. I don't even know if that's a joke or makes any sense, but I'm a sucker for time travel jokes. I can't even imagine the self-control needed to work at a bubble wrap factory. Oh, and guys, Madonna is lashing back at people who commented on her appearance at the Grammys. At least I think that was Madonna.